Awesomely Awake is, you know, I always tell people it's about happy mamas, thriving kids. And it really is, you know, I do believe that, you know, if your parents are feeling happy and taken care of, then your kids are going to be pretty well adjusted and thriving.
And all of this in whole is about parenting and just trying to find, you know, the best, easiest things that are going to work for myself. And I know that other parents out there are searching for similar things, just something that is going to help keep you centered or awake, essentially.
Absolutely. I think we're all looking for that ease in our day, you know, and that's really what I try and focus on. Like, what's going to bring a little bit of comfort, you know, like staying centered and grounded and appreciating the moments that you have with your kids. I try and stress a lot of that because, you know, it is hard. You know, my kids had lice this week. So I know that parenting is hard. It is not an easy job. And when people read these posts, you know, whether it be on Facebook or the actual site, or they're reading the ebooks, it's just helping them remember, you know, that this is temporary. That virtual hug, really, that maybe we all kind of need.
A lot of people's daily lives are going to be changed now that school is out, and your kids are home. Sean, what does summer mean to you and your family?
Summer for us is really just being outside and enjoying the sunshine. And if that's all we do in a day, we're really pretty happy. And I think that there's some part of all of us as parents that we want to relive our childhood a little bit and show our children how, you know, what life was like for us when we were kids. So it's really just about connecting with the natural world for us and feeling that intention of being free, you know, just no obligations, you know, no major responsibilities, just kind of being and hanging out.
Do you have recommendations for families where their life still isn't so free? Parents who have to work, kids are in daycare, and then they come home.
That was me last summer. So, you know, I have a very big difference in summers. Last summer was probably the most stressful of my life, and this summer's the least. And but what I can say to those people who are working, don't schedule anything. You know, we get into this mindset of we have to schedule all of these great things because summer's so short and we have to enjoy it. But really, the beauty of summer is enjoying it and not over-scheduling. So I just, you know, that's my biggest advice. Just don't over-schedule.
Well, in the same vein, can you describe some ways that we can help our kids have a fun summer? And I'm kind of interested in your ideas, like low-cost ideas, things that we can do at home or near home.
One of our favorite things to do in the summer is going outside at night after dark. There's numerous things that you can do after dark, catching fireflies, watching the stars, going for a full moon walk, flashlight tag. Kids love that. You could also do that indoor if it's raining. Have a campfire and, you know, s'mores and roast marshmallows and hot dogs. Some of the other fun things that we love to do, go for a nature walk where you're collecting little things and then come home and bring it and put it on a shelf to remember, you know, that part of your life when you've been outside and bring it in. And obviously, some of the fun things like blowing bubbles and making ice cream, you know, those are all the kinds of things that we love to do.
What about some don'ts? I loved how you mentioned, you know, don't overschedule your summer. Are there other don'ts?
Yeah, don't put too many expectations on your summer. And that goes for holidays, too, really. We, as parents, have these, like, oh, it's going to be the perfect summer, and, it, you know, nothing's going to go wrong. And, you know, I've said, I think in a couple of guest posts recently, I know that there's going to be days that are not going to be good. My kids are going to be bored, and I'm going to feel like I need to get something done, and, you know, there's going to be arguments and sibling rivalry, just like there always is. But it's really important not to expect too much. Don't put too much emphasis on it. Just relax and let go and enjoy it. And the other don't, I would say, is don't feel like you have to keep up with what everybody else is doing. You know, I have actually made it very clear to all of my friends that we're having a slow summer. So don't invite me to Hershey Park, which is the big amusement park here, because we're probably going to say no, because it's just too much. It's too crowded, too loud. And, you know, we have decided that we're going to keep it very small, keep everything very low cost, and stay close to home.
What are your recommendations when it comes to screen time? I know that a lot of families struggle with a balance, watching DVDs or being on a tablet or...
Yeah, we're pretty strict here. They do love to watch TV and they do love to get on the computer. So, and I'm definitely a fan of it, you know, in moderation or, you know, limited basis, I should probably say. Our rule is pretty much the TV is always off. The computer is always not being used, you know, and so they have to, in our house, they have to earn their time on. That usually means doing their chores and making sure their room is clean and their homework is done and, you know, they've done everything that they've read a book, you know, they've done all these other things. And then they get a chance to watch TV. The other thing that I was going to mention, something that we do here is we have a tech hour. For 1 hour, all of us can get on the computer or all of us can get on the TV. And for that hour, you know, that's your time. And when the hour's up, all of us get off and we go back to a regular day, unplugged.
I think many of us could focus on our kids 24 hours a day. But in an effort to find balance and rejuvenation, do you have words of wisdom for parents on how to create some me time this summer?
Yeah, my biggest tip to any person who wants that time, you know, outside of their job, outside of taking care of their kids, is to get up early. You know, that's the only time I've ever really been able to focus on me. You know, by the time my kids are in bed, I'm usually pretty tired. And me time just doesn't feel quite the same, although, you know, you can certainly, there's some people who are probably more a night owl than I am, and you can certainly do it after the kids are in bed. You know, I just recently started getting up. I've always gotten up early, but I've recently started getting up early and walking for half an hour before my kids wake up, and then I also try and do some sun salutations on the back patio now that the sun is, you know, up pretty early, and take a little time to plan my day. And I always schedule me time. I'll write down, okay, here's the things I'd like to do for me this week or today. And I try and really kind of look at the calendar. Where can I fit that in? And usually it works out pretty well. I mean, obviously there's some weeks like this one where it just doesn't go as you think it's going to go. And the other thing I would say is you almost have to do me time in little bite-sized portions.
And just to add to that, having trouble scheduling me time, do you also recommend scheduling just time with your spouse or partner? I mean, it's also something you have to schedule, it sounds like.
Yes, definitely. You know, we're not big. We don't have any family to watch our children. We have designated pretty much every Friday night, not every Friday night, but maybe or Saturday. It can vary to Friday or Saturday, where we actually have, you know, what was couch dates in the winter, and it'll probably resume in the winters, couch dates. So we would watch one show every Friday night. We were watching the show Parenthood. And that was a really fun date because it was something we looked forward to every week. Now that the summer's here, we'll probably sit outside on the patio and talk because that's something that we love to do. And if you just schedule it in so you know every Friday night, you know, that's your time after the kids are in bed, you don't need a sitter.
Well, I'm so glad that you were able to talk with us today, and I love that you brought up so many fun ideas for things that you can do with your children. Flashlight tag, I hadn't thought about that in years, is a great idea, and there are so many other great ideas that you can find if you Google Awesomely Awake. It's Sean's blog. It can kind of direct you everywhere else across different platforms. Thanks, Sean, so much for talking with us about and discovering fun things we can do with our kids this summer.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.